USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it's met the goal of drawing down troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. President Trump ordered the reduction back in November, with troop levels in the country now at a 19-year low. Capitol Police say they arrested a Virginia man Friday evening with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Officials say Wesley Allen Beeler was arrested after presenting an unauthorized inauguration credential at the checkpoint. Officers found the firearm after a search of Beeler's truck. Congressman Lou Correa says he will miss the inauguration after testing positive for COVID-19. The California Democrat tweeted Saturday that he would be self-quarantining away from his family. Correa becomes the 62nd member of Congress to test positive for the virus and the 5th member to test positive since the riot to the Capitol on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.